Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Today's topic is something I can speak to directly. Last year, we adopted a dog from a foster care system and from a shelter, and this dog had been neglected and abused and had run away and traveled a very long distance. She was thin and she was sketchy and she was, you know, itchy. She wasn't settled. She wasn't happy. And she was also a little bit of an alpha female. So we had a breaker of that too. However, how do you deal with that neglected, sweet neglected dog? Because they're the ones that need to be adopted so badly. My guest is Darlene Arden. She's an award-winning writer and author and a certified animal behavior consultant. Welcome to the show, Darlene. So I just told you about my little scarlet begonias, and she was so, so skinny. And now she is the best dog I could have ever hoped to have. I'm so, so lucky. What do you want people to know about those little dogs that need our help so badly, that have been abused, God, or neglected?
Oh, you know, it's heartbreaking. I wish people would not. I don't think everybody in the world is entitled to have a dog, and they spend more time shopping for a car or a refrigerator than choosing the right new family member. And, you know, I'll get it for the kids, and the kids aren't taking care of it. Or they end up in a bad situation, or the man is abusing the woman he's with, and the biggest first threat is abusing the dog, and that's the first thing he'll do. And you have seen women do this, too, and you end up with a badly abused, maybe kicked and choked. Another kind of abuse is putting the dog out in the backyard, tying it out, and not paying any attention to it. That kind of neglect is animal abuse.
It is.
Or leaving
it's
it in a
terrible.
Hot car. There are so many different kinds of animal abuse. And then, of course, if they're in a shelter and lucky enough to survive the situation, they're pretty well traumatized by the time they get out. So the best thing you can do is treat this dog as if it were a new puppy. I don't care how old it is. Treat it gently. You know it's home. The dog doesn't know that. Give him love and positive reinforcement. I can't emphasize that enough. I love clicker training. You don't want a loud clicker. You want something with a soft sound like the Karen Pryor's eye click. And the click is merely an event marker, and it breaks through the language because they don't speak English and we don't speak dog, but they're really good at learning our body language, and we have to be better at learning theirs. One of the things One of the things you want to do is never pat a dog on the head, particularly if that dog's been abused. That hand's coming down, he's afraid he's going to be hit. You let him sniff your knuckles, make a fist, let him sniff the knuckles. Gradually, slowly turn your hand over, reach under his chin, and scratch him gently under the chin. Your hand can slowly work its way up to behind the ears. Don't do any more than he's comfortable with on any given day. Give him time, give him space, don't yell. Dogs hear so much better than we do, and I don't know why people insist upon yelling. No choke collars, no prong collars, nothing aversive or abusive. Either a flat collar, or I prefer a harness. Every dog has a trachea. You're going to have an opportunity to set off a collapsing trachea, and that can't be reversed. So you want to be very gentle, and you want to start with showing him the house, his place. You know, give him maybe one or two rooms at first. Don't overwhelm him. Take your cue from him. Let him decide on his own. You take him out before you bring him in. Take him to the one spot that you've chosen to be his elimination spot in the yard. And that should be a fairly covered spot, someplace sheltered, out of the way. If you live in an apartment in the city, you're going to have to make do. But if you're fortunate enough to live in a place where you have a decent-sized yard, if you have a female, you want to be sure she's out of the path of other dogs, because squatting to eliminate is a very vulnerable position, and you don't want her to think that other dogs, especially male dogs, are going to come running through while she's eliminating. You'll find that often female dogs won't eliminate for a few days in a new place because they're so terrified.
Well, that's true, and also it's always interesting to me when they go to eliminate and they're looking at you like, don't watch me. You know, they have this like look on their face, like they're embarrassed, and I don't like people to see me on the toilet either. So I can only imagine, and especially with females. Now, I have always had male dogs. My mother used to breed and show collies, and I've been raised with dogs, and I got one in college. Again, another shelter dog, but I've always had males. And so now Scarlett is our first female dog, really, that I've ever had. And some of those things that I know that you were just discussing, I absolutely noticed when we went to pet her at first. She snapped. She growled. She wanted to sort of be left alone. My kids were a little scared of her, and they're like, we have to give her back, Mom. We can't keep her. But I brought in an expert to talk to me about her and see what he thought of her. Mm-hmm. And he said she's going to be an awesome dog. She's part Border Collie and Golden Retriever, I think. You know, so she looks like a little golden. It is. And she looks like a little golden border. And I haven't really seen golden border collies. So there's something gold because she's all gold and white, actually. And she is the coolest, swimming, frisbee playing, the coolest dog. And so I hear what you say when you say all of those things and the choke collars instead and use a harness and all of these things. What do you want people to look for when they are looking at these shelters for dogs, because you want some things to be taken into consideration when you're considering a family dog. And right now, Darlene, so many pit bulls. I would not adopt one. I am afraid of them. But
actually,
I know a lot of people.
A bad rap, and they can be the sweetest dogs in the world.
I know. My cousin Stewie's he's awesome, and they found him in an alley, and he could have been a really severely abused dog. And he's 11 years old now, and he's sweet as they come. But I know that these are an over-abused breed of dog
horrible.
As well. So
horrible.
Tell us what you want people to know about looking when they go out and they want to adopt. What should they be looking for?
Well, remember that all dogs have teeth, and anything with teeth will bite. I once bit a dentist. His fingers were in the way when he hit a nerve while he was drilling. So I have a great deal of sympathy and compassion for dogs who bite when they're hurt because they can't say, ouch, that hurts, and neither could I with my mouth full of dentist fingers and drill. So you have to understand that whatever size the dog, you're still going to have teeth. You may not want to take on a pit bull. You need to be an experienced dog owner for any dog at all. But some dogs are easier than others. Be sure that the shelter will allow you to spend some time with the dog. Hopefully have a private room set up. They usually do that for cats, but not as many for dogs, and they need to do that. See if you can take the dog out for a walk and see how he responds to you. But remember, he's going to be home for at least a week or two before his real personality starts to come out.
That's right.
Because they're so traumatized in the shelter.
Now, we're just out of time, Darlene. We're out of time, but this is such a great topic. And so I would really like to encourage listeners to do just as Darlene says, to spend some time alone with a dog you're considering. Ask the shelter a little bit about their temperament, although it's not going to necessarily show in the shelter. Think about the type of dog that might work well with your family, and think long and hard before you do it. But there's so many dogs that need help, and cats for that matter, but dogs that are abused. So it's a wonderful thing to do, and you reap a lot of rewards. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.